extend all the previous protocol greetings and start immediately with my presentation for the sake of timekeeping. The Western Cape delegation during Provincial Week concentrated on the Garden Route, specifically concentrating on the Garden Route District municipalities of Mossel Bay, George, Knysna, and B2. Delegates included three permanent delegates from the National Council of Provinces, the local government, the leader of government, business, minister of infrastructure, Western Cape Provincial Parliament members, mayors, office of the Auditor General, SALGO Western Cape, MMCs, councillors, and relevant directors, HODs, and other officials. Apologies were received from the Premier, Provincial Ministers of Health and COGTA, and also the Executive Mayor of Mossel Bay. Day one was a briefing on the measures to strengthen the delivery of services in the province and municipalities. Day one included presentations by Leader of Government, Business, Minister of Infrastructure, the Western Cape, Department of Infrastructure, Auditor General delegates, and then delegates from the Garden Route District Municipality, Mossel Bay Municipality, George, Knysna, and B2 municipalities, as well as a presentation by the SALGO delegation. Day two included site visits, and on the site visits we were accompanied also by all of the above mentioned, including members of the Western Cape Legislature, as well as the SALGO Western Cape delegations. Site visits to infrastructure projects in Mossel Bay included Greenhaven Flats, Louis Fourie Road project, and then site visits to infrastructure projects in George included Mulgate Bridge and Gwang Road project and Metro Grounds housing. On day three, we did further site visits, and those included infrastructure projects in Pettenberg Bay, the Kurland Wastewater Treatment Plant, and the Tolweni Informal Settlement, as well as a site visit to the Knysna Wastewater Treatment Works and the Hornley Clinic. Just a brief summary of day one. Recommendations from the briefing sessions was based around skills and remuneration, local government to offer competitive salaries to attract qualified senior managers and fill 90% of key positions, review of remuneration scales, review of and adjust local government salaries to match market rates in line with the Public Service Amendment Act 30 of 2007, strengthen governance, appoint skilled managers, and enforce strict rules of supply chain compliance, fill vacancies quickly. We felt that all senior management vacancies had to be filled and key service positions had to be filled within 90 days of becoming vacant. And all the above recommendations should be delivered before the end of December 2026. The housing supply in the fast-growing Western Cape region is being held back by slow bulk infrastructure delivery. The district needs urgent support to secure land transfers from SANRAL, resolve Eskom distribution delays, and unlock funding for bulk services, informal settlement upgrades, and dignified sanitation. A coordinated intergovernmental action plan should be completed within 6 months, with implementation over 24 to 36 months. The current municipal funding models of smaller municipalities are not sufficient for major bulk infrastructure developments that are municipal competencies. In terms of the challenges that municipalities face with unfunded mandates, the delegation encourages municipalities to interact effectively with provincial government in addressing unfunded mandates. The shortage of landfill sites has motivated the district municipality to develop a regional landfill project. Due to the specific funding requirements for MIG projects, this initiative does not qualify for grant support. In order for the NCOP to fully apply its mind to the problem reported, the district municipality is requested to submit the background documentation on the process followed to establish the regional landfill in order to determine a way forward in addressing potential funding challenges. Executive undertakings from day one included the Western Cape Leader of Government Business during his presentation undertook to submit the Western Cape Cabinet approved proposals for the amendment of Section 139 of the Constitution. These proposals will be submitted to the delegation within 14 days. The proposals focus on earlier interventions in dysfunctional councils in order to ensure stable councils focused on service delivery across the province. The Leader of Government Business also requested and was permitted to submit within 14 days a list of matters of provincial interest that the province wishes to raise with the national government to the NCOP. Day two recommendations. The first site visit was the Greenhaven Human Settlements Project. We recommended the review of sectional title legislation, explore amendments to facilitate social housing ownership, enabling tenants, for example, at Greenhaven, to acquire their flats, succession policy, develop and adopt a policy to protect multi-generational tenants and prevent displacement after a tenant's death, quarterly public education workshops, host workshops for at least 50% of households on rental tenure, ownership, maintenance, sectional title rules and financial obligations. Refurbishment plan, create a multi-year 6 to 8 months plan, prioritizing on roofs, asbestos removal and structural upgrades aligned with the medium-term budget. The National Department of Human Settlements need to provide support for urgent repairs that are legal requirements, such as the replacement of asbestos roof structures. On the Louis Ferry Road project, recommendations are that within 30 days, Transnet must provide a written report explaining their delay in issuing the certificate of allowing access to a level crossing, including steps taken to prevent future delays, and the report should be reviewed by the provincial project management team within 30 days of the submission. On the Wying Road transport infrastructure projects, by June 2026, the responsible departments will conduct quarterly audits of 100% of subcontractors with government contracts to verify compliance with Building Industry Bargaining Council wage requirements. On the Metro Grounds housing project, that by June 2026, the municipality should implement a fault dispute management system that needs to be implemented to be construction defects of houses identified and repaired. And in terms of water billing errors, reported billing errors must be investigated and corrected without requiring residents to pay disputed amounts up front, with all disputes resolved within 30 days of reporting and monthly reports to the relevant municipal oversight committee. Day 3's recommendations on the Kirtland wastewater treatment plant. We found no issues at this plant. The project was running very well and on time, so there's no recommendations made there. On day 3, we also visited Kolweni informal settlement. Recommendations here include within 30 days that the NCOP will formally write to the municipality requesting documented evidence of all past processes followed in housing development applications, along with copies of all grant funding applications submitted to national government for housing development. The delegation resolved that the relevant committee of the NCOP, within the NCOP with a mandate to oversee the Department of Energy and Electricity, should communicate to the executive of the department to request a detailed response on the interactions that the department has had with the B2 local municipality regarding the construction of additional substations in the area, as well as a general response to concerns raised by the district municipality regarding pressure on the electricity grid and the negative impact that this has on housing development. The municipality must submit the full package of documents within 3 days of receiving the request, and the NCOP delegation will review these two submissions once received and develop a suitable response based on the contents of the report. On the Knysna wastewater treatment works in the Knysna local municipality, it is recommended that the relevant oversight structures scrutinize the MOU signed with the KIG, the Knysna Infrastructure Group, against the Public Finance Management Act No. 1 of 1999, in order to test the legality of this and similar agreements that may exist. A written report with findings and recommendations should be submitted to the NCOP for consideration. Within 30 days, the municipality will provide the delegation with an updated map and report showing all non-functional wastewater pump stations, all effluent discharge points, and their proximity to areas of elevated E. coli levels detected in the Knysna estuary in October 2025. The report must include corrective actions and timelines and be submitted within 30 days of the request. Also within 30 days that the municipality is requested to report back to the delegation on the state of repair of all wastewater pump stations that were reported as non-functional during the provincial week visit. Within 30 days, the delegation requires a full report of measures that will be taken to be implemented to ensure sufficient fresh water supply to Knysna and surrounds over the festive season and into 2026. The Moorgate Bridge Infrastructure, Malgate Bridge Infrastructure Project and Hornley Clinic in Knysna, we found both these projects running on time. Very good examples of good contractor work and oversight by the province. There's no recommendations here. Honourable Chair, and then I just need to say thank you very much to all the support staff from Parliament and the Legislature for logistics. Everything was handled very well. All our engagements were on time due to good logistical arrangements. And I would like to thank all the delegates for very constructive contributions during the provincial week. Special thank you to our permanent delegates, Honourable Godsell, Honourable Gericke, for representing the National Council of Provinces, Western Cape delegation, with dignity and grace. And with that, I'd like to submit this very short and abbreviated, summarized report of our provincial week. The full report will follow in the necessary 7-day timeline. Thank you very much, Chair. I submit.